shares in Tongaat Hewlett, South Africa's biggest sugar producer, which is trying desperately to remain afloat after an accounting scandal that cost shareholders billions in lost market value, have recovered just over 60% over the last couple of weeks. The rise has come after Tongaat fleshed out a fresh revival plan with the appointments of a turnaround specialist, Piers Marsden, as chief restructuring officer, and after a controversial fundraising exercise with Southern African agribusiness investor Magister Investments fell through. The major question now for the 130-year-old company, which is a vital cog in the broader KZN economy, is what happens next? After all, if Tongaat hits the wall, the CEO reckons up to 500,000 South Africans will be casualties in the implosion. It does seem like a white knight may be emerging. To discuss this, I'm joined now by Chris Logan of Opportune Investments. Evening, Chris. Firstly, when you look at this, and we look at the share price action over the last while, the big question in the market is, who is Artemis Investments? Can you shed some light?
Yes, good evening, Michael. Certainly. Artemis is the backbone of the consortium which appealed to the TRP and set aside the Magister underwriting agreement, essentially. And it's headed up by a guy called Charles Leocedes. He's a well-known property developer and owner in KwaZulu-Natal.
And Charles, through Artemis Investments, they've lifted their stake to just over 10%. That was the SENS announced today. We see that the shares really been gaining on the back of this as well. Do you see Artemis as the white knight? Why would it be taking its stake above 10%?
You know, I'm just speculating, but I think Artemis, along with a lot of other, you know, minorities and analysts such as myself, have felt that Tongaat has been going about things the wrong way. And preeminently by coming with that highly dilutory rights issue underwritten by Magister. And for want of a better word, they've probably got a number of grievances. And obviously, once you go above 10%, you know, you can't really be ignored because you've then got the right to call it EGM. So, you know, that could be their thinking, to engage with the board now. And, you know, the board should take them seriously, particularly, you know, after what's happened over the last 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, and one of the big issues, and we've discussed this in the past, has been the alignment here between the board and shareholders. And there's very little alignment between the board and shareholders, and why a dilutory rights issue could be proposed. You know, that's what happens when you have that misalignment. What from an analyst perspective, do you see as the potential options for Tongaat now that the TRP has basically ruled the Magister out, and we've got the appointment of Piers Marsden as the chief restructuring officer? What would you like to see the board do to ensure that this 130-year-old icon in the KZN economy at least be saved?
Well, the first thing I'd like to see is that a series of options gets given to the top executive. So suddenly they've got skin in the game. And they start thinking like owners rather than agents, because, you know, this whole debacle would never have happened if they had an ownership mentality. But what are their options? What is very interesting, it sort of came to light that there appears to be a very serious bidder for the Mozambique operation. And the figures bandied about in the media was sort of 3 billion rand plus. Now, obviously, this is speculative because the identity of that bidder, being Lucy Chana, needs to be checked out. Their ability to come up with that type of money needs to be checked out. But let's just say you sold Mozambique for 3 billion. That would put a completely different complexion on matters. Because also waiting in the wings is this very material claim against Deloitte.
Deloitte, yeah.
And what's interesting now, you know, they're going to Tongaat will probably have to issue summons shortly to avoid the claim prescribing. So we will then get a bit more clarity, possibly, on the quantum of this claim. Obviously, it's still speculative because we don't know, you know, when it could possibly be resolved and the amount. But the complexion financially, if you could say do a Mozambique deal and make progress with Deloitte, would change quite dramatically.
That's a balance sheet issue. Operationally, what are the options open for Tongaat? Because often when you've looked at the business, you thought cheapest. These operations are not sustainable, not comparable to some others in the market. And you know, other potential suitors have walked away on the back of that. Operationally, do you see Tongaat continuing to exist in its current form?
Yeah, I think what you're getting at there is very important. Obviously, if the business was, you know, producing at the optimum level operationally, the debt would also be far more manageable, and it's not. Now, it seems as if the problems date way back, you know, from some of the information I've seen. No maintenance was done by the previous regime. Just a total breakdown in relationship with the farmers. So a lot of work needs to be done operationally. And of course, there is even the question mark, you know, is their sugar operations in South Africa sustainable? We've only got 4 years of results, but over those last 4 years, SA Sugar's lost 1.6 billion of operating profits. Each and every year, they've come with a big loss. So there's a tremendous amount of work to be done. And, you know, I think Hamish Rutland also came with a very illuminating comment. In the one interview, he said Zimbabwe's managed by a cell phone and you need boots on the ground. Mm. Now, obviously, if that's correct, you know, there's a lot more that can be done there. Mm. So all in all, it looks as if there's a tremendous amount of work to be done. But it's hard for any management team to focus, you know, on operational matters when you've got the bankers and, you know, the regulators and everyone around, you know, pestering you the whole time.
Yeah, that's the problem with financial distress. You spend more time chatting to your suppliers and bankers than you do trying to turn around the operations. And certainly where I'm sure Artemis and others see potential value in this. So we're going to have to leave it there. Maybe an emergency general meeting in the not too distant future. Who knows? It's all fairly speculative still at this stage. But the market telling you in the run in Tongaat share price that something is definitely afoot. That was Chris Logan of Opportune Investments, who's been a long run analyst and follower of Tongaat, talking about what Artemis is doing, taking its stake above 10% in Tongaat here on Business Day TV.